the Jewish midwives, Yocheved and her daughter Miriam, also known as Shifra and Puah, arrived at the king's palace. As they walked closer to the throne room, they felt more and more uncomfortable.
Mommy, why has Paro summoned us?
I don't know, Miriam. I think it has to do with our helping Jewish mothers deliver babies.
Your Royal Highness, announcing the Jewish midwives, Shifra and Puah.
I have a most important mission for you. A crucial mission that will benefit the entire Egyptian Empire. Your task is to take the Hebrew baby boys the moment they are born and send them on a journey to the next world.
You want us to kill them?
You meanie, you monster! Heaven will punish you for your wickedness. You just wait. You'll see.
Guards! Seize this brat! No one speaks that way to the mighty Paro!
Have mercy, Your Majesty. She's only a child. To take offense at the outburst of a little girl is surely beneath the dignity of the great ruler of the Egyptian Empire.
I'll let it go this time. But now, to the task. My command is law, and you must obey. Now leave!
Mother, what are we going to do? We can't possibly...
Shh, my daughter. We must warn all expectant mothers to hide their newborns. But we must do more.
Like what?
We shall provide food and water to those mothers who are giving birth. And with the help of the Almighty, we will save the innocent children from the clutches of the murderous Paro.
Sometime later...
The Almighty Paro commands the Jewish midwives, Shifra and Puah, to appear before him immediately.
What are you going to say, Mother? I'm sure Paro knows we didn't follow his orders.
Shh, dear, I have an idea. And try to control yourself in front of the king.